morning. It's 9 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. April 7th, 2023. We have Marie, Kirby, Daniel's telecommuting, and myself. Jenny is out on approved travel. Looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
So move.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say, oh, I got to do a roll call vote. Daniel?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Current business petition, Linda Dallas, Alcohol and Drug Addiction Treatment Assistance, Clarissa?
Nope. She's approved the minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Looking for a motion to approve the minutes of March 1st.
So move.
Motion made by Marie.
Support. Question.
Seconded by Kirby.
Clarissa, is that supposed to be the 15th?
Yep.
It's the wrong date on
it. So a correction, it'll be the March 15th, 2023. Meeting minutes. Roll call vote. Daniel?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Now moving on to current business, petition for Linda Dallas, Alcohol and Drug Treatment, Addiction Treatment Assistance, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 5 of your packet. So in the packet, you'll see the statement of effect for this petition. So this statement of effect reviewed all applicable laws and policies of the nation, and it determined that the adoption of the petition L. Dallas, Alcohol and Drug Addiction Treatment Assistance, would have the following legislative effect. So first, there are no legislative impacts in regard to the petition's directive to bring the issue of drug and alcohol addiction treatment assistance options to the General Tribal Council for review and discussion. The review and discussion of this issue at a General Tribal Council meeting provides the membership with greater education on potential options on how to address alcohol and drug addiction within the nation, as well as greater understanding of the feasibility of the nation providing various forms of alcohol and drug addiction treatment assistance, and information on how the nation may be currently addressing this issue already. Two, the petition's directive for the General Tribal Council to take action in regard to potential options for treating alcohol and drug addiction that would involve any allocation of funding may have a legislative impact. So the fiscal year 2023 budget was adopted prior to this petition being submitted or presented to the General Tribal Council for consideration. So any call of action for an allocation of funding to support the requests of the petition has not been included in that fiscal year 2023 budget. All expenditures of the nation are required to be made in accordance with the annual budget. And then unless it is necessary to avoid a budget deficit, an amendment to the fiscal year 2023 budget to provide any allocation of funding to support the requests of this petition would not be permissible under the budget and finances law. Any allocation of funding for to support the requests of the petition for future fiscal years would be required to be budgeted for in accordance with the process and procedures contained within the budget and finances law. And then any action taken by the General Tribal Council in regard to the petition that would involve any capital improvements would need to comply with the requirements of the budget and finances law regarding capital improvements. And then finally, three, although not directly related to the specific actions requested by the petition, the adoption of the Healing to Wellness Law and establishment of the Healing to Wellness Court demonstrates efforts already made by the nation to reduce the abuse of alcohol and other drugs and drug-related criminal activity affecting the nation's community in an effort to promote lifelong substance abuse recovery and the reintegration of participants into the Oneida community. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas, Alcohol and Drug Addiction Treatment Assistance, and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So move.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Roll call vote. Daniel?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Moving on to petition FY 2023 budget. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 15 of your packet. So we have the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas FY 2023 budget. So again, this statement of effect looked at all applicable laws and policies of the nation, and it was determined that adoption of this petition would have the following legislative effect. So first, the petition's directive that the fiscal year 2023 budget be brought back before the General Tribal Council prior to any funds being allocated, released, or dispersed is improper due to the fact that it's not possible since the fiscal year 2023 budget has already been lawfully adopted in accordance with the Budget and Finances Law since its formal adoption on December 28, 2022, and then prior to that utilized through a continuing budget resolution since October 1st, 2022. So the submission of this petition was not timely, as the petition was not submitted until 4 months after the adoption of the fiscal year 2023 budget, which is technically 6 months into the 2023 fiscal year. And this petition is not expected to be presented to the General Tribal Council for consideration until August 2023. So two, there are no legislative impacts in regard to the petition's directive that the fiscal year 2023 budget be brought before the General Tribal Council for presentation, review, and discussion for the purpose of providing the membership with greater education and understanding of the fiscal year 2023 budget. And then three, the petition's directive that the fiscal 2023 budget be brought before the General Tribal Council for action by the General Tribal Council may have legislative impacts. It's unclear what action the General Tribal Council may want to take in regard to the fiscal year 2023 budget. If the General Tribal Council would take action to amend and revise the fiscal year 2023 budget, then that action is only permitted by the Budget and Finances Law in certain circumstances. So section 121.5-5 of the Budget and Finances Law provides that after the budget is adopted, amendments to the budget are not permitted unless it is necessary to avoid a budget deficit. So today we're asking the LOC to consider an adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas FY 2023 budget and forward to the United Business Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Kirby, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? See none. Roll call vote. Daniel?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Motion carries. Moving on to Linda Dallas, GTC directives for OPC to stay out of day-to-day business. Clarissa?
The cover sheet for this item can be found on page 23 of the packet. And then the statement of effect for this item is a handout. The LOC meeting packet online will be revised after this meeting to include this handout. But we have a statement of effect that looked at all applicable laws and policies of the nation. And it's been determined that the adoption of the petition L. Dallas GTC directive for OBC to stay out of day-to-day business would have the following legislative effect. So one, there are no laws of the nation that directly address or codify the separation between the United Business Committee and the day-to-day business of the nation. Two, there are laws of the nation, such as the Code of Ethics, that addresses behavioral expectation of the Oneida Business Committee, but this petition fails to provide information which alleges exactly how the Oneida Business Committee may have violated the General Tribal Council directive to stay out of day-to-day business. It is not possible to fully evaluate and analyze the legislative impact of the petition without all relevant information to determine what, if any, laws of the nation were impacted or violated. And then three, in regards to enforcement of an elected official, the option provided for in the Constitution and bylaws of the nation and the removal law is the removal of an elected official. If it would be determined that a member of the United Business Committee violated a law of the nation which specifies removal as a penalty, then the process and procedures of the removal law are required to be followed in order to properly remove an elected official from their elected position within the nation. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas GTC directive for OBC to stay out of day-to-day business and forward to the United Business Committee.
Motion made by Kirby. Looking for a second. First call for second.
Second.
Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call vote. Daniel?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Moving on to new submissions. Clarissa?
So on the agenda today, we have
Can't hear you.
On the agenda for today, we have 24 new submissions, which are all petitions from Linda Dallas, that we need to add to the active files list. So on March 22nd, 2023, the business committee adopted a motion to acknowledge receipt of the petitions and direct the LRO to complete a statement of effect with status updates to be submitted for the April 26th regular business committee meeting agenda and the first BC meeting of the month until the final documents are submitted. So today we are looking to add items 4.1 through 4.24 to the active files list with all LOC members as the sponsor.
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments?
Kirby? Yeah, I want to just maybe announce that we're combining them together. It's 24 petitions. It's an unheard of submission of petitions, and we're just putting them on as one, approving them. It's all from the same person to just move the time along a little faster, and otherwise we'd be here till doomsday.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Let's see none. Roll call vote. Daniel?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. I believe that concludes our agenda for today. Looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:11.
Support. Support.
Motion made by Kirby, seconded by Marie. Roll call vote. Daniel?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Marie?
Support.
Motion carried. Thank you, everyone.